This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air. Everywhere, back in the podcast dojo, a brand spanking new edition of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G Radio. As we are in the air everywhere. We will attempt to not deliberately sabotage the podcast, but Danny back at it. I want to thank my guy Sports with Coleman, who gave us an inside look on the Friday podcast about the seedy underbelly of radio as he was laid off from his gig in Baltimore, and it's good to have him on and an excuse to talk to him.
Great broadcaster. Whoever gets him next is a lucky radio station.
Upward and onward, Danny. He was upset that you were not able to be part of that. He said, "Where's Danny G?" Listen, Danny's he's a very busy man, okay? He cannot be bothered to talk to you. And if he was going to do one of these Friday podcasts, it would have been Brent Musburger. It would not have been you. So, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, Friday I get to do a lot of the booking and the behind-the-scenes editing of that podcast. But when it comes to an interview, Ben, it's one-on-one. It's like you're a 2020 reporter.
Oh, and let me tell you, I ask the deep questions.
Yeah.
Deep penetrating questions, unless I don't.
Yeah.
No. Not
penetrating is the key word.
I was more concerned about him giving me a double fist. Well, yes. There's a lot of hesitation. There's a lot of shakiness, a lot of unsteadiness in these interviews. And I usually end up botching most of them, but nonetheless. So this being the Saturday podcast, I've got on the menu today at the bodega. We've got electrician, pump it up. Shaking hands and kissing babies, and Blackbeard Benny. Now, I'm going to attempt to not injure myself like our friend David Vasse, who's been on this podcast, who went viral. He was all over the place. I was at the gym. They had it on SportsCenter. They showed my man David Vasse attempting to go down a slide, and he was like in a car accident. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the slide that the Milwaukee Brewers mascot slides down after a home run, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, Bernie Brewer, the mascot. Yeah.
And a few nights ago, my Tenderoni and I, we kept watching this video over and over again. We were dying laughing, just like Joe Davis in the broadcast booth showed the clip, and he could not stop laughing. It was great.
No, it was amazing. You know, I've known David. He was my producer back in the day when I was doing local radio in L.A., the Ben and Dave show. And he's like, you know, he's got kids. He gets every once in a while they throw him a bone. He gets to do the Dodger game on TV. So he ends up going down the slide and it snap, crackle, pop. He fractured six ribs and broke his wrist from going down a damn mascot slide. It's unbelievable. Now, I've not been to that. I was in that ballpark when they were building it, but I was in the old stadium. And the old stadium, I don't remember the slide in the old stadium having that kind of angle, but hopefully.
Well, one thing you have to appreciate was Joe Davis and Nomar cracking up laughing as the video shows Vesse writhing in pain. These two are cracking up laughing. Yeah, I've always appreciated when somebody can laugh through hard times like that.
Yeah, for sure. And he was going, oh crap, oh crap. Like he was nervous. Like he, you could tell he did not feel comfortable.
Oh crap. Oh crap. Bam.
See, if the Dodgers were smart, they'd have a Vasse bobblehead where he goes down the slide and tumbles.
A Vasse bobblehead night, and the bobblehead is him with the cast on his arm.
Yes, yes, yes. Great. Exactly.
That's a good idea. You got to give that to the Dodger marketing team. Yeah.
Marketing team needs to do that. All right. So now I was away from my post a few days at the end of last week, and I did not do the radio show, was not hanging out on the graveyard shift, not in the catbird seat. And I mentioned this the other night on the radio show, but the reason why, if you didn't hear it, we had mentioned it last weekend that because of family in town, I had my older brother and his family were here. And so I don't see him very often. I see him once or twice a year at the most. And so we try to maximize our time. And that has become even more important, you know, as I've gotten older and I've lost relatives, lost my parents. So I always try to spend time with him. And so my brother, his wife, and my two nieces, obviously his daughters, made the sojourn from the East Coast. One of my nieces, she lives in South Carolina now, in Charleston, South Carolina. She's going to college, and she flew out. My other niece, which is very important here, headed to her senior year of high school in Manhattan. And I drove her by a high school here, or I have someone very close to me who goes to high school. And she was like blown away by like the football field and the baseball field. And she's like, she has none of that going to school in Manhattan. You know, they have no concept of that. They have a basketball team, but they don't have anything like outdoors. And but last Wednesday I was off because of we had a big Maller Mansion welcoming party. Woo-hoo! Amazing. And my job, I was Fajita Freddy. That was my job. I was manning the 57 pounds of fajitas that we had everything covered, Danny. We had ribeye. We had chicken. Even for our vegan friends, there were some mushrooms, which were a little disturbing, cooking fungus on the griddle. But to each their own, live and let live. But I had a good stack of veggies. I had onions, bell pepper. I had all this, you know, it was cool. I had the tortillas. Flour tortillas, cooking those up.
You like avocados?
This was restaurant quality. I'm telling you, you got to get a griddle at some point. This thing makes restaurant quality food. It had nothing to do with me. Anyway, so I had some other relatives that were kind of in the area. I have two other cousins that live close. And we had eaten, and I spent all night cooking food and all that. We moved on to dessert. One of my cousins brought cupcakes. We had a cake. So we had all this, and it was boom, bang, pow. And then all of a sudden, like the light started to flicker in the kitchen. We had all eaten. We were on the dessert part of it, and things started flickering. And then, bam, somebody pulled the plug. Power outage at the party.
Hi, I like the Saints.
Power out. Total darkness. Someone call an electrician immediately.
Was this a neighbor drunk crashing into a telephone pole?
I'm glad you asked, Danny, because I did what everyone else does. We all do the same thing. If you have a power outage, what do? You immediately go out the front door to look around, and you hope that all of your other neighbors also have their power out. Yeah. You don't want to be the only house with the power out.
I guess it would be a neighbor crashing into a power line, not a telephone pole.
But anyway, so we went outside, and sure enough, like the whole, as far as we could see in the North Woods there, the power.
No, you're right, though. You feel better when it's everybody, not just you.
Yeah, because if it's just you, you're like, oh, something's wrong with my house. But if it's everyone, it's like, ah, somebody messed up at the power company, and it'll be back on and all that. So everyone pulls out their smartphone, and they're all holding it up like it's some kind of religious event or something like that. And doing that whole thing. We did have a flashlight. And so half the crowd went out front. The other half went in the back of the Mallard Mansion because we had a fire pit going. So they, you don't need the power for a fire pit. So thank goodness the power actually was only off for like 2 hours. And then it popped back on, and it was just a neighborhood power outage situation. So, but right. We're fortunate it happened at the end. If it had happened while I was cooking the fajitas and everything, would have been a poop fest, as some would say. So that was my trip at the party. Now pump it up, Danny. You gotta pump it up is what you have to do.
Well, first of all, Ben, before I tell you about Pump It Up, I was at the local CVS here last night, and I saw an actor from one of your favorite 80s movies. Okay. I'll give you a clue. Who are you going to call? Joined the party late, but he's one of the guys who made that movie a classic.
And what was he buying at CVS?
He didn't have anything in his hands yet. But I am talking about the great Ernie Hudson.
Oh, for the of course.
Yes.
He must live out there.
I Googled it after I left the CVS because I was curious, and it said that he splits his time between Minnesota and Southern California.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We've only lost one of the original Ghostbusters, right? Egon passed away.
That's right.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and here's the best part. When he walked past me, he said, "What's up?" Well, I got a "What's up" from the great Ernie Hudson. And I just stared at him like a little kid in awe.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And you wonder how many times people come up to him. Probably not much anymore, but they're like, "Hey, who are you going to call?" Then, right?
It's funny you say that because that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, dude, I know that this guy 1,000 times in his life, somebody has come up to him and said that to him and then asked for an autograph.
Oh, you know what we got to do, Danny, is I got to have you stake out that CVS. We got to get Ernie Hudson on the podcast.
I'm saying,
get him on. I'd love to talk to Ernie Hudson. What's it like being a Ghostbuster?
Now that I know he's a neighbor, I'm going to see if we could get him on the podcast. But yeah, so that it was an exciting week. Okay. To see a Ghostbuster that just capped off a great week. Where I did have some transportation issues, though, that was the only small snafu in the week. Not kung fu, snafu, because like you, Ben, my family was sharing one car.
Yeah.
All right. Don't have the new clutch yet. I find out that Wednesday afternoon, the district needs me at one of their elementary schools. Damn it. How am I going to get there? I don't exactly want to pay Lyft because this school is right down the street. But when I pulled it up on Lyft, they wanted $10. On principle alone, I don't want to give them $10, okay?
I'm right there with you. I'm a frugal man myself. And so what's did you pull a bike out, a skateboard? What's your move?
I'm glad you asked. So I'm like, all right, it's time to resurrect the e-bike. I used it in the city when I lived in downtown Burbank. I haven't used it here yet where I live now because there's so many hills. It's been so hot, hasn't exactly been perfect bike riding conditions here, but I needed the bike now because I'm like, screw paying them $20 to get back and forth. I'm going to save that money for Maui in November and I'll just ride my bike.
That'll get you about a third of a cocktail.
Yes. That'll get me one shrimp in Maui, one shrimp on a plate.
Baby shrimp.
You're right. A baby shrimp on a plate.
Yeah.
So I pull out the e-bike. It had been covered. I had a cover on it. But it took about 10 minutes of maneuvering because there's a lot of stuff piled in that part of the garage, several bikes next to each other. And you know how the bikes kind of get stuck together. I had to move things away so that I could carefully roll out each bike out of the way. I get the e-bike out. I take the cover off. There's still some dust on some parts that the cover wasn't covering. You know, I go into my clean mode, Ben. And even though I'm on my lunch break now, I'm like, I don't want to spend too much of this hour cleaning. Let me just make this bike shiny and all brand new again. I'm shining it up. I get the dust off. I get the bike ready. I'm like, I look at my watch. I only have a few minutes before I need to get on this bike to get to that school in time. But I know, well, it's been sitting for a little while. I need to put some air in these tires. Okay. Now, I've not had to do this before with this bike because it's a new bike. I find the step pump that I have, the foot pump. And I'm like, all right, let me get some air in these tires. Then I'm going to be on my way. Problem? I take off the cap on the first tire. Oh, damn it. These are not normal tires for a normal pump.
Uh-oh.
Bastards.
So what you need a special device to hook them up?
Yeah, you need a special pump for e-bike tires. I didn't know this.
What?
No. It reminds me of Apple, where you have to have certain adapters and connectors for their products. I Googled it. I guess it's like called a Schrader valve.
Okay.
So a regular bike pump or ball pump will not connect to the tires.
Can you connect? So you've never had this issue with the tires before. You've never had to pump them up. This is the only time you've had to do this.
Oh man, I have this shiny bike and two flat tires.
Go! So what do you do? You got to take a lift? You start walking? Like, what's your take?
So now my move is, I still say, F you, Lyft and Uber on principle alone. Going to charge me $10 to go two blocks, or it's more than two blocks, and it's up a hill. I'd say it's about a 5-minute car ride. Not the end of the world, but not worth $20 either. I wish I could walk it, Ben, but it is completely uphill and around a bend. Probably, I'm guessing it would be a half-hour walk to that school.
Now, some advice here, and I don't know how this story is going to turn out, but just to give you my background, Danny, you've known me a while. I am a very prudent, thrifty person. You know that guy, El Chapo, right? You've heard of him, right?
Yeah.
My name, if I was in a Mexican cartel, would be El Chipo. That would be my name. So what I would have done is I would have walked like maybe halfway and then seen how much the lift is. Like, to see if I could like slice it in half. Like, that would have been my, but I can't wait to hear what happened next. I wonder, like, the planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah.
Did you hitchhike? What did you do?
Well, I checked the weather, and it was a cool 99 degrees outside.
Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
Yeah. So I was like, well, I better put on some sunscreen if I'm going to start walking. But I'm also looking at my watch because I don't think I'm going to make it on time. So I put on my thinking cap, which doesn't happen often. I found an employee who also was needed at that school, because a few days ago, I overheard the principal saying, blah, 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 teacher is also needed at that school Wednesday afternoon. All hands on deck there.
Okay.
And I remember hearing this. So I get on my phone. I find that teacher's number. And I'm like, hey, are they also calling you into this elementary school? I get a reply back. Yep, on my way now. Ding, 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 ding.
You're like, hot diggity dog. Here we go.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, if it's on your way, could you please pick me up on the corner of blank and blank? And this teacher was nice enough to pick me up and give me a lift there. They were also on the same kind of shift I was on. So I also got the lift back. Did not have to part with $20.
Nice.
Yeah. But now I'm going to have to spend more than $20 on an e-bike pump on Amazon.
Oh, that sucks, man.
So, yeah,
bastard. It's the whole pump. Like, I bought years ago at the old Mallor Mansion at Walmart. I got like an air pump, like a thing that would actually, like, if your tires go flat, you know, you can hook it up and that whole thing. And you plug it in. It's like a plug-in thing.
Gotcha.
And it's got a million different handles. It actually has come in handy like when you're, if you have a basketball or football, you got to blow it up with air, tires on a bike. Could you hook up the connector?
Adapter?
Yeah. Could you hook that up?
I'm thinking, I haven't had time yet to sit down and look at the options. I'm guessing that there's probably adapters I can buy to put onto the end of the air pump I already have. I'm assuming.
Okay.
But if not, right away on the initial Amazon search I did, they were trying to sell me the digital pumps you're talking about.
Well, no, it's not digital. It's just, I bought it years ago. It's like a tube thing, and you plug it in, and then it's like when you, if you've used gas, air at the gas station, you know,
it makes
that kind of noise, like that. Just like, that's
how does it go? How does it sound again?
Like just like that, and then air comes out of it, and it's
Ben Maller does all his own sound effects.
Yeah, yeah, of course, whatever you need. Listen, you have to improv from time to time. Yeah, just, wing it. All right, so you made it to work.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
So we are 1 week away, less than a week. Check that. Less than a week away from our first big Maller meet and greet since 2019. Now, I did do one in Appleton, Wisconsin, but it was last minute, and I didn't promote it the way I should have promoted it. We still had a good turnout, all things considered. But, COVID and all that. The last one I did was in 2019 in Seattle, and it's a SoCal social event, Danny G. It's the event of the summer. It cannot be missed. Myself, Eddie Garcia, Coop, and Roberto have decided that they're too busy. They will not be attending.
What?
But you are invited as well, Danny G. I don't know if your schedule will allow you to attend, but I have gotten correspondence from people saying, will Danny G be there? And so you're more than welcome if you want. Let me know. I'll promote it during the week. But as of right now, it's just going to be me and Eddie. And I'm really looking forward to this. It's not through Fox Sports Radio. It's not an official FSR iHeart event. In fact, they don't even know about it because they sleep while we're on the air. But we're going to hang out together in La Mirada, if you're familiar with Southern California. It's in North OC, right near the LA County line, not far away, behind the Orange Curtain. And the name of the restaurant is 1260 Modern Pub and Kitchen. I'm told it's right adjacent to a Holiday Inn. In fact, it might even be in the parking lot at the Holiday Inn there.
Holiday Inn.
Yeah. So if you're planning on showing up and getting completely shit-faced, this is an opportunity for you to stay at the Holiday Inn and not injure anyone else, not pull a a move of an old Las Vegas Raider. But it's a laid-back sports bar. It's 14299 Firestone Boulevard in La Mirada. And I will be there. I am scheduled to attend from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. That is 4 hours. The same amount of time as our radio show. And my goal is to shake hands and kiss babies. Jay Scoop is going to be there all the way from Seattle. He will be in attendance. And we have some San Diego people making the drive up. I believe there'll be a few people from Vegas. I haven't heard from anyone in Arizona. But you're all welcome. If you're in reasonable driving distance, I would love to meet you. We don't do these things very often. I have not done an appearance in Southern California, in the L.A. Orange County area that's outside of a minor league baseball game in probably almost 25 years. So it's been a long time, is what I'm trying to say. And so we look forward to it. And as long as it's not geographically undesirable, and Eddie says, Danny, that we have a legitimate chance to break the record for a Maller meet and greet. The record was at the Cask and Flagon across from Fenway in, I think that was also in 2019. I think that was March or I believe it was March of 2019 going into April. And we had about, I think it was around 50 or so people that showed up to an event. And that was like a last minute thing too in Boston. So we'll see if we can outdo that.
Now, are the rumors true that if we show up, we all get to sign David Vasse's cast?
Yeah, I don't think Vasse will be able to attend. I think there's a Dodger game that night, unfortunately. But but we can sign a card, a get well card for Vasse. We could get a big, you know, those big oversized poster things, get well, Vasse.
Oh, that would be great.
And then he
loves busting your chops.
Yeah. Oh, he all the time.
I know you texted him something after his accident.
No, I did. I sent him a meme of a kid going down a slide to, you know, it's kind of obvious. A little child can go down a slide, but for some reason he didn't write back. Maybe it's because his right wrist is broken and he uses that to send messages. And so that could be why, though. So
burn.
Yeah, that's tremendous. David Vasse, viral star of the internet this week.
Yeah, please Google that. If you hear us talking about it and you haven't seen it yet, type in Dodger reporter breaking wrists going down Brewer's slide.
Yeah, or you can type in his last name is Vassegh. Vasse is his name.
I was trying to stay away from that.
I know. I'm looking at it right here.
That's going to be a great meet and greet, though, because, you know, Southern Cali reps hard for the Ben Maller Show.
I'm fired up, man. And so, listen, based on the numbers, we do very well on AM 570, where, as you know, Danny, that station does tremendous. And at Dodger baseball dominates the radio dial, and we get to come on right after, on the late night show, the Dodger games. And so we're on right after Dodger programming. And so it's pretty cool, and I'm looking forward to it. And I know Anthony in Anaheim is going to be there. And
ironically enough, it goes from Vasse's voice to your voice.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. All right. So turning the page on that, I mentioned earlier that the story with the power going out at the party. We had house guests, got to entertain. So we had a beach day. That was a lot of fun, lounging around. Also did some thrift store shopping with my nieces. They wanted to go to thrift stores to buy clothes and all that crap. So I was like, all right, whatever. And but then the highlight of the week with my brother in town and my other relatives, the crown jewel, Danny, I did something I had never done. I popped my cherry. I'm no longer a virgin. With my wife, we rented a boat for 90 minutes, a 90-minute tour around Newport Beach in the OC.
Oh, cool. You were Captain Benny?
Yeah. Ahoy, matey. Under black flag, we shall sail. Obey the captain or learn to sail, whatever. So my brother was there. So along with my brother, we took turns driving the vessel around the harbor. And so you can now call me Blackbeard Benny. Shiver me timbers. Isn't that what pirates say? Right.
Yeah. Were you like John Candy in that classic 80s film where you found out that there were tons of frozen fish down below, and you had to throw them overboard to get more speed.
I could only wish we were in a boat that big to have frozen fish underneath, but I be the ruler of seven seas. So I jotted down a couple of notes from my experience as Blackbeard Benny. Have you ever done this, Danny? Have you ever rented a boat before?
Never.
Okay. So neither have I. It's very expensive, right? So that's the first thing. And my wife did not take a nap. She got up early because we had to do some you know, early daytime stuff because my relatives were on East Coast time. And so when she doesn't get a nap, she's not very happy. And so she was kind of, you know, she was nice, but you could tell she was annoyed that she didn't get her nap. So she reminded me, as we're driving the boat, she reminds me that we don't have insurance for the boat. And she keeps telling me this, and so I'm, oh, okay. And she said they didn't offer insurance. She said, if we crash the boat, we have to then pay out of pocket to repair this boat and whatever other boat, if it's our fault, we have to, you know, take care of.
Yeah.
So this was not a problem, Danny, until about 25 minutes into the boat ride. We're driving through the back channels there in Newport Beach. Beautiful. Amazing yachts all over the place. And I'm in the captain's chair. We drive by one of these yachts, and in the back, we spotted a sea lion that was just laying down chilling. Now, let me explain here. This is a beautiful creature from God's green earth, and this thing was taking a nap. You know those dinghies in the back of the yachts?
Yeah.
That they use to get to the land. And so there was a dinghy behind this multi-million dollar yacht, and this massive, like, sea lion's laying in the dinghy. So we go by, cruising, we go by the dinghy with the sea lion, and everyone's like, oh, well, you got to turn around. I want to get a better look, right? I'm getting peer pressure. I've never turned a fucking boat around. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, right? So, okay, I want to make everyone happy. I want to make this the greatest experience they could have. So they wanted me to circle back. So I, of course, do as best as I can. I think it's like I'm in a car and I attempt to maneuver the boat. I'm finagling the boat around.
Wait, did this boat have a backup camera?
Yeah, no. We wish. So now keep in mind, I'd never driven a boat. The only experience I had was at Disneyland, which I'm dating myself. You probably remember this, Danny, if you went back in the day, if you're of a certain age. But they used to have this thing called the motorboat cruise, which was right on the border of Fantasyland and Tomorrowland. And it was like the boat equivalent of Autopia.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they had this for years. It closed in the 90s, and it's, you know, it's long gone and all that.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. That's my only experience on a boat where you're on a track going crossing the waterways at Disneyland. So I don't know what I'm doing. Some kid, you know, a young guy at the boat rental, he spends less than 5 minutes explaining how to drive the boat. And I'm not exactly, it was like 5 minutes. He's explaining, oh, here's it forward, backwards. Here's what not to do. Here's what to do if this happens. And then bam, we're on our way. So now we go back. Let me circle back to the sea line where I had to turn the thing around. So I flip the boat around. I'm able to turn the boat around, but now I have another problem. I have to now position the boat between two other yachts because that way we'd have a nice view of the sea lion, but more importantly, we'd be out of the main waterway where there's other boats.
Oh, boy.
Blocking the boats. So
I'm picturing this in my mind, and it's not going well.
Yeah. So as I slow down and attempt to stop the boat, I position the boat. I jerry-rig the boat in between the two yachts. And these are very expensive yachts. These yachts would send me to bankruptcy, okay, if I touch either one of these yachts with the boat. So So the boat's not doing what it's supposed to do. I'm going in reverse. The thing is floating to the left. It's supposed to be sitting center or going to the right. And then I try to turn the power of the boat off, and the thing starts floating. It's on a collision course to hit this million-dollar yacht with all – I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm thinking, here we go, Titanic 2.0, you know. Not only am I going to hit the yacht, everyone's going to sink in this dopey electric boat.
Finally, some real breaking Titanic news for Marcel to tweet out.
That's right. That's right. So then a good Samaritan, my older brother, saves the day, right? He realizes, holy cannoli, my brother's about to send the yacht we didn't have a yacht. We had a little electric boat, but we're about to send the boat into the yacht. And so he's telling me all this, or he sees all this rather. And what he does, like Superman or Captain America, he stands up in the boat, hand to God, Danny, and he pushes with his hands to hit the yacht. But by doing that, my other cousin, they were able to save the day by using their hands to push the yacht and direct the boat we were in away. My right hand was getting a workout, dodging a collision which would have scraped up the boat, and wowzers.
Oh, yeah.
So at this point, my wife then gives me a reminder, we have no insurance. What are you doing? You know, it's that kind of thing, right? So I wanted to walk the plank. I wanted to get off the boat right there. I was like, this is not a good experience. I wanted to pillage and plunder the land or whatever. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life ain't for me. And it was very stressful. And I don't know that I'll do it again. And then the other thing was, my wife kept telling me, she said, listen, for every minute we're late, they're going to charge us a ridiculous amount of money if we go over the 90-minute allotted time.
Ben sucks.
Yeah, so there's pressure to get back. And then there's like, well, you've got to take the boat. You've got to slow it down. So I'm thinking in my head, okay, so the same thing's going to happen when I try to slow down. We hit the yacht. Now we're going to try to slow down, and we're going to run into the little dock. And then I'm going to get charged because we're going to do that. But fortunately, did not happen. We were able to make it back. And so that was my trip on the waterways.
How did you not hit the dock?
It was an act of
luck.
God. An act of God, clearly divine intervention.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Afterwards, looking back, I think she enjoyed it. And so she's like, Well, now, next time we go out to like Catalina Island off the coast of LA, we'll rent a boat, you know, because then we'll be out in the open ocean. You know, what could go wrong there? You know, and she's like, we can go fishing, or not fishing, but dive out and swim in the water outside Catalina. So that was that. We got to get out. We have back scratcher, though. We got a few back scratchers this week, Danny. And this is where we blatantly beg you, the listener, to support our podcast on the Apple podcast page. And Danny has been explaining each week how to do that. If you want to join the fun, if you listen to the podcast, obviously you're listening to it right now, you're hearing my voice. And if you would like to have your voice heard, we will promise to read your comment, good, bad, or ugly, right here in the back scratcher segment. And I'm looking here, Danny, and I see 1, 2, 3 responses this week, which is pretty good, because there were some weeks we got none. There were some we had one. Last week we had a record. I think it was five responses, but this is solid. If we can get 1, 2, or 3 a week, we're good to go. How can people add on to this, Danny? How can you're very good at explaining this. You're an expert at how people can find our show on the Apple podcast page.
Yeah, I was just going to say there were weeks where there was 0 or 1 to 3, but there were always several emails to us saying, I can't figure it out. I want to give a review, but I can't figure it out. It's pretty easy. Right here, go into the description of the podcast. There is a link to subscribe, review, and rate the podcast. When you click on that link, page down, you'll see the big 4.9, which is our overall rating. And right under that, it says write a review, and click on that. You make a username, and then you are able to write an Apple podcast review.
All right. So it's not that hard. Like anything, once you figure it out,
yeah,
you'll be able to do it whenever you want. First one is from I believe is the name. That's the name they put. Great general podcast, much more than sports. You're right. In fact, we hardly ever talk sports. This is a great podcast about the trials and tribulations of life in general, but not just sports. It shows a side of Ben that you don't get to see or hear on the daily sports talk show. Ben and his guy Danny G have a great chemistry and an entertaining salt of the earth attitude towards the daily grind of living in SoCal. No divas here. That's right, Danny. We're not divas.
Nope.
Absolutely not. MJ wrote in. He says, another great weekend of shows. Brent Musburger was excellent. I love that. You are looking live. Just thinking about Musburger in the 1970s and hanging out with gamblers and him. Okay, here's my code for the gamblers before the NFL games. Hilarious. Hilarious. I love that.
Yeah, he definitely used to hang out and party with the mob back in the day.
You know, the Goombas, as he said about John Gruden, right? The verboten parts of society, shall we say. All right. BH and KC writes in. He says, garlic to the throat. Ben and Danny G, you keep me entertained throughout the weekend with your banter and real world commentary. I love anytime Ben mentions the landing in Liberty, Missouri, home of the Ben Maller Chicken Fingers. That's my hometown, BH says. Ben, since this is the podcast, can you give a shout out to the Liberty Blue Jays each time you mention the landing? No, listen, BH, as you know, this is a podcast. This is not a morning zoo show. We cannot give a shout out to the Liberty Blue Jays. That would be wrong. We can't tell people to support the landing in Liberty, to order the basket of Ben Maller Chicken Fingers, to tell people that you attend that restaurant just because of the Ben Maller Chicken Fingers. It would be wrong to do all that. Right, Dan?
I'm glad that you won't do stuff like that.
I will not do that. I will certainly not say I hope the Liberty Blue Jays do very well. I can't.
Because it would be like amateur zoo morning show hour. And
exactly.
Obviously, you're not a diva, but you are a radio professional.
And those people get paid a lot of money. Every time my contract is up, and I'm actually in a negotiation right now, hopefully I'll have a happy ending. But I am reminded that there are two worlds in radio. There's the 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and there's the 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., and the haves and the have-nots. And so I'm reminded when it's time for the contract, which half I am in.
But really quick, what's the team that we're too professional to mention again?
Well, that would be the Liberty Blue Jays.
All right.
Liberty Blue, but I can't, you know, again, Liberty, Missouri. Can't do it. But BH says, keep up the great work, gentlemen. Your preparation, dedication to the craft, and reliability makes for engaging content. Well, that was well written. That was so good, I feel like I need to eat some Ben Maller chicken fingers at the landing in Liberty, Missouri, while I'm watching the Liberty Blue Jays, unless that's not the case. Danny, anything to promote here? Anything at all, Danny? Anything you would like to tell people about? You've got a radio schedule this weekend. It's Saturday. What do you have going on?
Well, first of all, before I get to this weekend, a programming note. I am going to be on your live show filling in.
Hey!
Monday night into Tuesday morning.
Oh, outstanding.
Yeah. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Before we get there, Saturday, I'm going to be on the jam-packed LA freeways going in to produce Hartman and Schwartz. And then after that, Brian Noe with Ephraim Salaam.
The Noe Show. All right. Very good. Have a great rest of your day today, whatever you're doing. And we'll catch you. I got the mailbag up next, warming up for our next podcast. We'll talk to you then. Have a great day.
Asta pasta.
Bye, Felicia.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.